from Paco Francisco Uris. You know him?
Yeah, I know
yes,
him.
Yes, and Marina Torres.
His wife.
Whom I had good contact with them, and they gave me the address to some people in Spain, and we went there, and get in contact with them, and played the songs in 1963, and these we printed in Sweden on what you call it, Sweden.
The records.
Yes, yes. And then we went back again in 64 and to the same singer. Chicho was his name.
Yeah. Chicho Sanchez Ferrosio.
And got some more songs and made a new record. And then we have had these records and spread them in different ways. And I see you have Clarté there.
Yeah.
I was chairman of that organization. And we spread these all this material very much in the Clarté movement. It was a leftist student organization in all Sweden, and also with contacts in Denmark and France, because Clarté is French organization from the beginning, and then the Swedish group.
In the First War.
Yes.
The Great War. Mm. From the Great War, I think it.
Yes.
Is the Romain Rolland was a novel, I think. It, so. Yes, in the 20s in France. So. I have some doubts. I have some question, maybe, or
I can. Excuse me.
Yeah, I think I have some questions or doubt about this situation, because I don't know exactly what was the process of this record. The process of this recording of the songs, because.
Yes.
Who made the recording in the house of?
Yes.
Chicho.
We met Chicho in, I think it was a room in where he lived, and we had borrowed. First class record bandspelare.
A recording.
Recording. Yes, rather
tape
big.
Tape recorder or med band.
Med band.
Tape,
yeah.
Yeah. Tape recorder.
Mm. Which we got from the Swedish radio house, so it was first class on a very very big quality. Well, and it was rather big, and we went there by a little car, and we were very afraid of that the police would see this, because we didn't know if it was possible to go into Spain with such equipment. So we put it under the car, so it was no one could see it.
Outside, under.
Yeah, outside, under, and
in order to cross the border.
We went with the car. We went rather slow, so it wouldn't be problem with the recording, and so we made all the material, and also the record with the band.
With the tape?
We also put them under the car, so the police wouldn't see it when they...
So both when you went there and when you left?
When we went into Spain and when we went out. And when we went out of Spain, after everything we had done there in 3 or 4 weeks, we had two big black cars following us from Madrid and all the way to Spain, and we were very afraid that it could be policemen. So we changed our way, so we got to Andorra, and there no problem to come into Andorra, from Andorra to France, no problem. But we were very afraid, because just 1 or 2 weeks before we were there, the Spain system, they had avrättat, vad heter det?
Assassinated.
Yes. Mm. An English journalist who had written things about the situation in Spain. So that was a journalist from Great Britain, and all over the world. It was a bit. Many thought that it was very wrong, but they didn't tveka. They didn't hesitate. They shot him, and so we were very afraid to be treated in the same way. So that's why we were so afraid when we went back to France from Madrid. But we came at home.